waterfowl identification can be a great game for the kids. We're teaching skills to last a lifetime. Next on Western Life Radio. Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Utah, and as you probably already know, it's your headquarters for everything hunting. With the season in full swing, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunts. But if hunting's not your thing, you've got to see the selection of great camping supplies, from tents, sleeping bags, packs, and lanterns, to thousands of accessories. And with football season, let's not forget tailgating. Let's talk grills, pop-up shelters, tables, and chairs galore. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse. Utah born, Utah proud.
When it all goes south, your shooting ability will follow it down to your level of training. Train to a higher level, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Education on the marsh can be a lot of fun for the kids. Troy Thompson with the Utah Waterfowl Association calls in the next bird.
I have a rule with my two boys. If they can't tell me what it is before they shoot it, I won't let them shoot it. It's important that you identify the birds, because I'm not saying you have to shoot all drakes. I let my boys shoot as many hens as they do drakes. But the important thing is to let them know what they're shooting before they shoot it, so they don't just shoot it and pick it up and go, oh, well, that's cool. They knew before the fact of what it was when they shot. The biggest thing is, if you start with the kids when they're young and you teach them to identify those birds as they're coming in, their different qualities or different attributes that each bird has and each species has, then the kids can pick up on them in a hurry. And it's amazing to me that now my 14-year-old, he's better than I am at picking things up on the wing farther out. It's probably because his eyes are younger, but gosh, he can tell me a lot quicker than what I can see what they are. It's good to see that in him, and my 20-year-old is the same way. He can pick them up and see them from clear out there too and know what they are before he's shooting at them. If we've limited and the birds are working well, we'll sit there and play with the birds. We've been out there before where we're done by 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we'll sit there till dark and just play with the birds. Let my boys practice their calling. I'll show them, hey, look, the birds are reacting or they're not reacting. This is when you need to hit them. That's how they learn, and that's how they become better hunters.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.